You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Welcome to a fiery episode of Ask Drone You. We are taking the whips off. The chains are coming out.
No, I don't know what that
means. Not talking about whips or chains. I'm just kidding. This just got weird. We're excited because today's question, I think, is going to get you all fired up. And I hope it inspires you and motivates you to go out there and do your own thing, escape the 9-to-5 mediocrity, and do what you love. Anyway.
For sure.
I think that this question is even going to get Rob fired up, so I'm excited.
Even Rob is going to get fired up.
Yep.
By the way, this is episode 806, and by the way, we're really glad you're with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for leaving us a review. If you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. Leave a review wherever you download shows. It helps other people find the show. We really appreciate it. And today's question is brought to you by the 2018 Drone U Fly-In. It's the only conference where you get to actually fly. Do practical missions, things that you may actually want to learn by example, things you may want to learn by experience. That way you can use these new tools and skills out in the field to help your bottom line. So if you're ready to take your business to new heights and you want to have a lot of fun, then you got to check out the Drone U Fly-In. Go to droneufly-in.com and you better hurry. There's only a few spots left. Again, droneufly-in.com.
Love to see you there.
Hey guys, I'm Michael, and I'm in the beginning stages of creating my own drone business. I do work a full-time job in the construction industry where I do fly a drone from time to time during inspections. My boss has told me, though, on multiple occasions that I can't really make money on my own flying a drone unless I am an engineer or something of equal stature. My question, is this true? Or is he just trying to keep me employed? I really appreciate it. You guys rock. Hope to hear from you.
Well, Michael, first of all, thank you for reaching out to us and asking this question. When I first heard you starting off with your question, I heard construction company. I thought you were going to go into something technical and how do I do this? And then you went that direction. I thought, really? I didn't even know where to start with that because I am just, number one, either your boss, I don't want to be calling people names.
I do.
But there's either ignorance involved.
Bastard.
Or there's complete selfishness involved.
Douche.
And I think people listening to this are going, oh my gosh, I cannot believe your boss told you that. Because again, it's inexplicable.
What is this, the slave trade?
Seriously.
I mean, like literally.
Yeah, right. Like, do you live in his compound and...
You're going to work for me, you hear? You ain't going nowhere.
And you're in the negative because he fed you last night? I mean, seriously. I don't know.
Oh, man. I would love to have a talk with this guy.
No,
face-to-face.
I mean,
face.
This is actually really, really fascinating. I just can't believe that somebody would go to these lengths. Now, you know, it's a 34-second question. We're not getting the whole story. So I guess we could give some benefit of the doubt to the full situation of the perspective of... Because that's what I typically like to do.
You're a nice guy.
Well, thank you very much.
I know
Paul's ready to... ring him up. But
ring him up? Yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
I'm trying to be nice here.
Ring him up and ring him out.
The answer to the question, obviously, Michael, is not true. It's absolutely not true. Now, if you're going to make money with your drone, you do have to have your 107. Now, you didn't talk anything about that. So I'm assuming that you know that, but maybe not, or that you already have that, in which case, obviously, you know that. But boy, this would really make me question working for this guy. And I don't want to overreact here or be extreme, but if that's the way he is handling his relationship with you and your relationship with his company, or I don't know if he's the owner, you didn't say that he is. But if that's the way he's going to handle that relationship that he has with you, boy, you might want to look for a different opportunity.
Yeah, I just want to clarify too. I'm going to take a, before I get all crazy on this guy, just a couple, like a technical kind of reaction to this. I mean, if he's talking about you can't do, you know, like Alta surveys with your drone unless you're a surveyor, that makes sense. But acquiring the data and providing that to surveyors to let them sign off, totally okay. You know, if
or
you're
just generally making money with your drone, which is how he asked the question.
And if he's just generally making money with his drone, you know, I've you know, after writing Living the Drone Life, the one of the number one selling books in its category on Amazon for flying drones and making money, and then for releasing the study guide before the FAA released their study guide on the Part 107 test, I'm having a really hard time remembering a part where it says you must be an engineer to have your Part 107 remote pilot certificate to make money with your drones. Do you remember that being in the regulation at all?
We've been through that a lot, and I don't recall anything.
Weird, because it's
of that
not
nature.
In there, because you can make money, and that guy is an a-ho. All right. You must be a really good employee. He must really like having you, which means you're a prime candidate to be a business owner. And frankly, I would start doing it on the side. I would start building your business, start learning the business mentality, read books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and just kind of understand the fundamental differences between even the way you have to think about things when it comes to business, because it is totally different. But you know what? F this guy. F this guy who says, you know what? You can't go out there and make money. Be like, oh yeah, watch me. Watch me. I love stuff like this because it's like, yes, tell me I can't do it. You are igniting the flame. You are adding gasoline and I'm going to bury your face in successful crap. Literally a pile full of crap with success on it, and I'm gonna bury his face in it when I become successful. Because people did the same thing to me when I first started out, and it made me smile. And I said, all right, you little here we go. So
I don't blame you for getting fired up at all. I think that is definitely one way to approach it. One perspective to have is be fired up by it and ignited by it and go make happen whatever you want to happen. But I'm just appalled that this person is either willing to express something that affects your life with that much ignorance or with that much lack of concern for you. And that bothers me. I think you guys know us. You know me well enough to know that something like that would bug me. So if you have the opportunity, I wouldn't stick around for that, because what does that say about this person? And I don't know. Again, maybe I'm overreacting. Definitely seek to not overreact. But based on the question and the way that it was asked and the picture that you portrayed of this scenario and this person, not sticking around. No way.
Mm-mm.
No way.
Oh, I would stick around long enough to get my business off the ground. Then I would leave.
Well, but even then, if you can do what you're doing for this company somewhere else, be a benefit to somebody else.
I'd take all his money. I'd literally work for him and then slowly become more and more efficient. So I'm doing less and less actual work and just working smarter.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, no. Because I'm sure.
Let me hear you out.
Okay. So he has a job at work, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's used to doing this job 40 hours a week. And most people get pretty comfortable after even a couple years and doing their jobs. And typically they have a significant amount of downtime. I mean, we know this from the surveys of our students who are still employed in something else and trying to get in the drone life, that oftentimes they have free time at work. They're not always working, right? They're not always working. Well, what I'm saying is he could become more and more efficient at whatever he's doing at his job, creating more and more free time at his job that he could be spending researching, growing his social media, building his website, all those things. I mean, seriously, like, no offense, but like this guy who's like, you can't go start your own business. You're not good enough. It's like, I am good enough. And because you did that, I see you. I see what you're trying to do now.
And I raise you.
And yes.
No, I hear you and I understand. I'm just saying maintain your integrity, right? In terms of the fact that you're being paid by this person or this company. And that's a really important part of this equation as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's take the mortgage company. So Rob owns a mortgage company because he didn't know. Let's take Kim.
Mm-hmm.
If Kim started telling other people they weren't good enough to start their own business, how would that make you feel?
Well, I feel the same way about her that I do about this guy.
So would you think she'd be around for long if she kept telling people that they can't do those things?
Of course not.
Hmm.
So which, I'm missing the point.
If it were my company, the dude who's saying this guy can't start his own drone business would be fired. Because I think anything, even if I had employees and they're doing things on the weekends, little side hustles and whatnot, I'm not going to tell them they can't do that. It's a free country.
Sure.
Do it. Because oftentimes it motivates them to do more.
Yeah. Well, again, so, we're getting a very small snippet of this entire situation.
You'd be fired. Here, let me make this clear. You're fired.
Okay, that's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. Anyways, the bottom line, the answer to your question is you can absolutely go make money with your drone as long as you have the proper credentials, including your 107. So get that done if you haven't, and then go do you.
You should do you. Make drone construction mapping great again.
Or whatever.
Fire him. All right. It would actually be really funny if he did go into his boss's office and be like, "You're fired." Just kidding. I had to say that, though, because in my mind, you're dead to me.
Right.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. I want to hear your thoughts on this. Let us know what you think in the community. If you're not a part of the Drone U community, then you should be a part of the Drone U community. You can sign up at droneu.education. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.